the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. Here he is, Michael Savage.
Nice to see you, Philip. How are you today?
Good to see you as well.
Well, let's get right into the gold thing. I mean, you know, I look at the financial news.
Yep.
And we hear about inflation. I'm off script. I hear about every day there's inflation. And then I see the government saying there's no inflation. Then I see the stock market is going crazy, despite the fact that the fundamentals are a disaster in America. We have no budget for 2024. Mm-hmm. What do you think is going to happen with the idea of a federal government shutdown in the near future? Will it happen? I don't think so. But what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with you. We've known what's happening now has been coming really since the January short-term funding bill. They've now set deadlines for March 1st and March 8th. Speaker of the House Johnson, he came out when he was vying for the job. He came out firebrand, right?
You know, yes.
To draw a line in the sand.
Yes.
He's now playing the political game. I think he no longer wants to draw a line in the sand.
He can't. It's a divided Congress.
Exactly.
The left is relentless. The right is sort of wishy-washy. They'll cave on almost everything.
Savage. Michael Savage, a host like no other.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So, you know, speaking of our Congress and tough decisions, the Federal Reserve is expected to start cutting interest rates this year. Do you think they're really going to do that? As they should?
As they should. That was the right way to phrase it. If you'd asked me a couple of months ago, I would have said, yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm not sure. I'm not sure the government right now are in the ability to do or have the ability to do it. And I thought what was very telling was the 60-minute interview that Jerome Powell came out with not that long ago. He said, and I quote, "It's probably time or past time to get back to an adult conversation amongst elected officials about getting the federal government back on a sustainable path." He said that we were essentially borrowing from future generations, and that we needed to handle our bills down now and not hand them down to our children and grandchildren. So for me, it was a slap in the face of the Biden administration. This is the guy who's responsible for the dollar's purchasing power, telling our legislators to stop acting like children and start paying our own bills. So I haven't been Powell's biggest fan, but I do respect him from this. And I'm thinking now, you know, maybe he'll stand firm, particularly given that the last two CPI reports, we've seen inflation on the rise. So I think it's a case of watch this space, but he's looking a little less political now than he was at the end of last year.
So we see McConnell announces upcoming retirement. Well, great. Why doesn't he do it now if he's really going to retire? Yeah. He's being ousted for a couple of reasons. Does any of it have to do with the fact that he's he should be a fiscal conservative, but he's not? Which of the Republicans really are fiscal conservatives these days? Because, you know, I say that because I remember years ago I met a woman who said, you know, Michael, she said, "I don't agree with most of your politics, but I'm a fiscal conservative." That used to be very popular in America, that they weren't. They were liberal politically, but they were fiscal conservatives. OK, that made sense. Where'd that go?
Politics has gone to the extremes, and I don't think we're seeing too much of that these days.
Yeah,
politics has become tribal, and I think we're seeing both sides of the fence argue whatever point, as long as it's the opposite point. And I think that's in large part why we're in the situation that we are today, this inability to look beyond these sort of 2 and 4 year election cycles. And it's impossible to put forward thinking long-term policy in place. I think it's part of the problem.
Look, I'm here to tell people about gold and Birch Gold. I mean, there's no secret about it. You're an advertiser that I believe in. I'm a gold holder myself. I want to ask you, is the dollar really in jeopardy? Earlier this week, Bloomberg reported the dollar is 17% over its 20-year average. Now, first of all, what does 17% over its 20-year average mean? And both of these things can't be true. What's actually going on?
Yeah, look, I read the Bluebird article as well, actually, that you're referencing, and I think at best it's misleading, right? It said the dollar, as you said, 17% over its 20-year average. That's if you compare it to currencies of major trading nations, right? If we consider the US currently has the highest interest rate of the G8 nations, and remember that the highest interest rate means stronger currency, the picture starts to become a little clearer. When we compare the dollar, though, to gold, right, an uninflatable asset, the picture is very different, right? Gold, for example, is 47% over its 20-year average right now. So the dollar looks good in comparison today to other currencies. I would say it is still the tallest midget in the room. You know, the reality
so
is...
So we're not going to burn our dollar bills. We're not burning our dollars.
Not just yet. The government is slowly burning them, but we're seeing other currencies burning at a faster rate right now. Listen, I do think longer term, the dollar is in trouble, both through devaluation. And also, we've got half of the world now in the form of the BRICS incentivized to de-dollarize. And I think longer term, it's going to be tough to stop that train. I think the dollar is in big problems longer term. But like I said, shorter term, tallest midget in the room for me.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's Savage on demand.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
So I'm looking at gold price performance, U.S. dollars. I know we're talking about other stuff. And first of all, right now, gold is over $2,000 an ounce, which is a nice, healthy price for those of us who've held gold coins for 10 years. But you look back a year, it's up 11%, 10.78% over the year, which is a pretty good investment. Over 5 years, it's up 57%. And I think it's a great, I don't see how gold goes down. It's a fundamental that has been used since ancient times. We keep hearing China's our greatest threat, and yet they're hoarding gold. Aren't they the biggest holder of gold in the world, China and Russia, those two countries?
U.S. has largest gold reserves still in the world. China may be the largest miners of gold in the world. The difference with China, they cannot export any domestically mined gold. So, you know, we're always skeptical of numbers coming out of China, but suggestions are they could be the biggest producers, but the U.S. still have the largest gold reserves.
So we look at gold as an investment. And we see that global central banks are buying a record amount of gold over the last few years. What is that about?
It's part of what we're talking about. It's part of de-dollarization. So I think there's two reasons central banks are buying gold. Let's not forget, you need to understand, well, we need to understand this. The dollar is the global reserve currency. So nations around the world are holding dollars that they use for international trade. Well, first of all, since the pandemic has begun, the dollar has lost 17% of its purchasing power. So dollars are plummeting. Central governments are seeing this and they're hedging their dollar exposure using gold for the reason gold and the dollar have an inverse relationship. The other side of it, though, is geopolitical. A lot of the gold buying is being driven by the BRICS, and it's an attempt to de-dollarize. The BRICS want to start dumping dollars to reduce demand for US debt and ultimately weaken the dollar. But the problem is China don't want to dump dollars and hold rubles, right? They're too volatile. So gold is a very good medium of exchange. By dumping dollars and buying gold, they're reducing the demand for the dollar longer term, reducing the strength of the dollar, and longer term, the argument for the dollar as global reserve will become weaker. So it's two things. It's a good financial trade, but it's also geopolitical as well.
So when I read ads for Birch Gold, which, by the way, is the only gold company I represent and the only gold company I trust, I keep saying to people, diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. And it's a hedge against inflation, which it is. And that Birch makes it easy to own. And they'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax sheltered IRA in gold. And you don't pay a penny out of pocket. So can they buy gold per se from Birch Gold, meaning gold coins, gold bars?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. For those that buy with cash, we can ship them to them. For those that have a retirement account, we can roll it over, no tax implications or penalties, and place physical precious metals within a retirement account.
But so what do you mean when you say you convert an existing IRA or 401k into tax sheltered IRA in gold? What is that?
So it's really, look, a lot of people have a lot of their wealth in retirement accounts. They've worked for a company for many years and they've amassed a nest egg. These accounts, a lot of them are either tax deferred in the case of a traditional IRA or tax efficient in the case of a Roth. The IRS allows for individuals to roll those accounts over. Like I said, no tax implications or penalties at all. Through there, we can place physical precious metals. It'll sit in a vault of the client's choosing. It'll sit there fully insured. From there, it'll work like any other IRA. They'll have online accounts, quarterly statements. They can buy and sell metals very easily within the IRA. If they want to liquidate and take cash, they can do that. If at the end of the process, they want to liquidate and take possession of the metals, they can do that as well. So essentially, we can help them hold physical gold in a retirement account.
What kind of gold coins do you sell? Do you sell the American Eagle and
all of it? We're not a small store with a shelf full of gold, so we have, you know, almost every option. Government minted coins, American.
You know, it's funny. I own different coins from years ago, and I'm curious about this, Philip, which is the American Eagle. Then there's the American Eagle, the Canadian. What is
Maple
the
Leaf?
Maple. Then there was an Austrian something or other.
Philharmonic, the Austrian Philharmonic.
Are they all really worth the same?
They all have slightly different values, slightly different metal contents, right?
Oh.
The American Eagle, 91.67% purity. The Canadian Maple Leaf, 99.9%. But they have the same amount of gold. The American Eagle has a little bit of silver and copper, which makes it a slightly more expensive coin than the Maple, but slightly different purity. So there's differences between the two, small pricing differences, but the key is they're all widely recognized government minted coins, recognized around the globe. That's the key.
South African gold, Krugerrands. What about gold bars? Are they the same constituents, made of the same?
Yeah, we've got all types of gold bars, most of them 4/9 pure, so very high purity. Anything from 1 gram gold bars, tiny little gold bars, all the way up to 100 ounce gold.
Because a lot of people would say, I don't want a $2,000 gold coin. God forbid I have to revert to using gold in the future, or I want to trade it. What about a $50 gold coin? How do they get a $50 piece of gold or a $20 piece of gold?
Yeah, they can do that. So the American Eagle comes in $50, which is the 1 ounce. It comes in 20, 10, 5. So it comes essentially at 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce, and even 1/10 ounce denomination.
It's like the old West, bite onto it to make sure it's gold.
But funnily enough, there's products like that as well. There's a Valcambi bar. It's like a chocolate bar. You could break it into 1 gram sections.
We love it all.
Savage. The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw.
A savage republic inside the plot to destroy America lays out the threats we face, prepare you for what's next, and offer solutions to save our republic. Please wake up and fight back before it is too late. You can buy it right now on Amazon or on BarnesandNoble.com. A Savage Republic, Inside the Plot to Destroy America by Michael Savage. Thank you for listening. Share it with five others.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Well, I've learned more about gold than I ever knew, and it's nice to learn new things, and people need to know whether to invest in gold, and they're not sure. They don't know whether it's going to be something that's going to sustain its value. I don't know. It's never gone down. I haven't seen it gone down in my lifetime.
It holds its value. That's what it does. Holds buying power over long periods of time, particularly in climates with inflation, currency devaluation. These are the times to buy.
So, Philip, when I tell listeners to text SAVAGE, S-A-V-A-G-E, to 989-898, and they get a free info kit on gold, they're not buying anything by texting to that number. They're not committing to buying anything by texting SAVAGE to 989-898. What do they get? A free info kit? And then what happens?
They get a free information kit. So that's the first step. They're going to get contacted by one of our employees. We're going to find out what they're looking for. We're going to tailor make a kit for their needs. They're going to read it, look through it. If it sparks their interest, there's going to be a lot of people like myself here at Birch that are there to guide them through, answer any questions, handhold, and ultimately get things set up per the customer's instruction.
Well, I want to buy gold now, having talked with you about it. I want to buy some more gold. Patrick, Philip Patrick, any final words about gold or the Birch Gold Group itself that you'd like to close with?
Look, I think it's all about timing. I think timing right now is very good. The further we head into this year, as you and I have discussed, I think we have some tough things in front of us in an election year and beyond. So I think everyone should be looking at this as insurance, portfolio insurance. And I think the key with insurance is you don't get it in the rearview mirror. It has to be done.
You don't buy it after you have an accident.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, Putin's threatening the use of tactical nuclear weapons because they're backing him into a wall. Let's not argue over the Ukraine-Russia war. I've never seen a government drive people to war like this instead of trying to drive them to peace. It's like they're banging the war drums. And we know what that's going to do to the world economy. For that reason alone, people should be very concerned about the value of the dollar.
Wars are expensive and they tend to be inflationary as well. And look at the geography of these two, could get very inflationary.
More nuke taunt, head of the website, more nuke taunt. Vlad's red button, Putin threatens to nuke the West after accusing NATO of planning to strike Russia in rambling speech. So every day they're egging him on, making him into a man worse than he already is, and pushing him into a corner, and we don't know who's going to blink first. We could wake up and we could see that a tactical nuclear weapon was in fact used by Russia. What the hell would that do to the world economy?
Listen, geopolitical instability, and it is sad, hard as this is to say, geopolitical instability, wars, all of these things. Number one, we know, as you said, what they do to the economy domestically. The US is already stretched thin. We're encumbered by debt domestically. This just compounds the problem.
What is our debt right now, Philip?
Over 34 trillion. Last I checked, 34 and a quarter and counting.
Can Biden string enough zeros together to show us what a trillion looks like? How many zeros? How many zeros would he have to string together? That would be a great question from the press. Mr. Biden, we have $34 trillion in debt. Can you tell us how many zeros are in $1 trillion? That would be a great...
He'd be asleep by 34 million, I think.
I don't know how many of our candidates could add up the zeros in a trillion, but Philip Patrick of Birch Gold Group, thanks for being with us today on the Michael Savage Podcast. And we really appreciate the fact that you rely upon us as one of our main advertisers. And I thank you very much for the business.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye now.
Savage.
Well, thank you very much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and learned something from it. We have about 400 other episodes available for you to listen to absolutely free. You can go back into our vast library of podcasts and listen to any one of them at any time. And remember this, if you want to listen to my podcast ad-free, sign up for the Savage Premium Membership and get access to ad-free podcasts as well as some premium content from our Savage Archives. How do you sign up for those ad-free podcasts? Please visit michaelsavage.com for a link. Again, thank you for your listenership. This is Michael Savage.